Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is. I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Tony, long time no speak. How have you been?
Good, Jeffers. Quite good.
No cabin fever? No mildew infections? No residual effects from the cave?
The cave? What cave?
The Heidi Cave. Haven't you been in your liberal Heidi Cave most of this year? Oh, you should see what the missus did with the stalactites and ours. Oh, and the kids just love the standing water. I gotta say, it's...
I've been overseas. What are liberal Heidi Caves?
It's where we all, well, we liberals, progressives, centrists, readers, feelers, people who value community, so I guess communists, where we've all been hiding since January.
Hiding?
Yeah, Tony, there are freaking Nazis out there, and people who own guns, and Twitter bots, and Ivanka, and Confederate flags, and voting commissions, and Jeff Sessions, and then Donald shooting his tiny ween all over the place. Nazis and ween, Tony. Nobody is going outside.
What? You mean you've been hiding from the Nazis? You've been set off by the Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
Jeffers, the dumbest thing we can do is be shocked by the Swamp Thing's tweets, because the chief reason he tweets most of them is to shock liberals. And the dumbest thing we can do is to be scared by Confederate neo-Nazis, because their whole aim is to scare us liberal globalist anti-gun pussies. Laugh at them, call their dumb bluff. These peeps idolize the most colossal losers in modern history. In first place, the Nazis. A close second, the Confederate Army. We stomp both these colossal losers into the mud, and we can do it again anytime we feel like it. In fact, we should give the crack Federates what we gave the Nazis. Another war, another crushing defeat. But at the very least, laugh at these losers.
Laugh at them? I don't know, Tony. That sounds like a lot of work. Outrage and fear are a lot easier than clever and funny.
Why don't we try a little bit of both?
Fine. Just a little bit.
This is the final edition
Radio
Hour.
Man on the street!
Candy makers in Switzerland have created a pink chocolate, the first new kind of chocolate in 80 years. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
How will my wife know that she's finished licking it off my nipples if it's pink?
I think this is a real positive step towards city planner George Clinton's design for a chocolate city.
Great. Does this cost more than normal chocolate because it's for women?
Hey, am I going to be crapping out pink ducats here?
The Swiss discovered pink chocolate. Cool. That means they finally discovered the bargain bin at Michael's after Easter.
I was really excited about this ruby chocolate until I discovered that it did not in fact taste like Jack Ruby, the man who murdered Lee Harvey Oswald.
Now, when I say I really need some chocolate, it's going to mean I need a pink dick? This is fucking up my entire system.
Honestly, isn't all chocolate pink if you're colorblind?
That's not how being colorblind works.
Honestly, aren't all colorblind people unable to differentiate between pink and brown if you can't read and you make up medical facts?
I'm just glad they finally have this pink chocolate because it'll make my chocolate Civil War dioramas a lot more bloody.
And you had too many black people in your diorama.
It's people! Pink chocolate is people!
Mm-hmm. Do you love small batch pickled mushrooms and socially responsible upcycle typewriters?
Then you're going to love Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Bushwick's latest small batch pickled mushroom and socially responsible upcycle typewriter pop-up.
I'm Davis.
And I'm her cousin.
She really is my cousin.
You might remember us from Davis and Cousin, our organic fire escape grown cauliflower window box to table restaurant and washery.
Well, we're not going to let a little lead poisoning hold us back.
So we're here with my cousin.
I really am her cousin.
But not my cousin.
Because that's how cousins work.
Exactly.
And together, we started Davis and Cousin and Cousin's small batch pickled mushroom and socially responsible upcycle typewriter pop-up.
Our authentic vintage basement pop-up space has many original features like
crown molding,
exposed brickwork,
a Ukrainian couple who've been squatting here since 1978,
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Our antique mason jars are reclaimed from a 1930s TB clinic specimen lab.
Our aromatics are hand-forged from the banks of the Gowanus Canal.
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Our storyteller is also our mixologist.
Our socially responsible upcycled typewriters are lubricated with organic human earwax.
They're all designed to be portable for when you want to type on the subway.
And they all come with a free haiku.
The day out stretches wide, a wilderness of hollow dreams, crushed beneath the plow.
Beautiful.
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
We don't accept credit cards.
But we do accept original Stardust era Bowie records.
Davis and Cousin and Cousin.
Join us at Bushwick's latest small batch pickled mushroom and socially responsible upcycle typewriter pop-up.
If you want.
Whatever.
What she said.
Are you a small-town sheriff looking to save some bucks? Are you tired of having to explain to people why a two-person police department needs 27 sniper rifles? Then come on down to Jeff Sessions Used Carnage. We've got loads of used army weaponry for every police department, and we are just giving it away. And that's not exaggerating. We are literally giving it all away. Hi, I'm Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, but you can call me the guy who's hooking you up with a free truckload of sweet-ass bayonets. That's right. We've got every kind of slightly used military weaponry a peace officer could need. 50 caliber machine guns, grenade launchers, assault helicopters, armored vehicles, even military drones. Just the thing to turn a jaywalker into a jay-crap in their pantser. But hey, don't take my word for it. Just listen to some of my satisfied customers.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions gave me the best gift you can give a police officer. Peace of mind. Also, a rocket launcher with Make America Great Again spray painted on it.
Yeah, my town's got a population of around 19, and most of them are dogs. So I wasn't entirely sure that I needed a Patriot surface-to-air missile system. But I gotta say, it's really reduced the number of public urination crimes we have in a year. Also, I'd like to say rest in peace to all the townsfolk that exploded this year. Fido, Biscuits, Rex, Mr. Cheddar, MAGA, Scoops, Bark Anthony, Frisbee, Chalupa, Donald Trump the Dog, and our beloved mayor, Fru Fru Cuddlekins.
So come on down to Jeff Sessions Used Carnage. We've got everything you've ever wanted for your G.I. Joe, only life-size and deadly. Again, everything is free. We just ask that you police use them responsibly. Wink! Did y'all hear me say wink? I gotta be sure it's the radio. Hey, what time is that Amos and Andy show on again?
As a mom, let me tell you, worrying about my kids' nutrition is a daunting task.
Mommy, I'm hungry. I want something yummy, no healthy stuff.
And as a mom who's also vegan, it's even more difficult.
Can I just try cheese just once?
No! What did mommy say?
Only sadist children eat the food that comes from an animal.
That's right. For the longest time, I thought that finding a vegan margarine that keeps my kids happy would never happen.
But all the kids at school are always talking about cheese. I just want to try it.
I said no, Noah! That was until I discovered, holy crap, I can't believe this doesn't come from an animal. The only vegan mom-approved butter substitute. Here, sweetheart, here's some toast and jelly.
This tastes nothing like butter at all.
How would you know? Who gave you butter? Was it your father? Thanks. Holy crap, I can't believe this didn't come from an animal. Now I can finally keep my kids happy and healthy.
Who said eating meat isn't healthy?
I did, Noah. Now shut up and let Mommy finish the commercial. Thanks. Holy crap. I can't believe this didn't come from an animal.
Holy crap. This didn't come from an animal. May have come from an animal.
Steve Bannon returns to film production with the sequel to Schindler's List.
I could have killed more Jews and gypsies. I could have got more homosexuals. I don't know. I could have got more.
Adolf, there are 60 million people who are dead because of you. Look at them.
If I'd made more money, I threw away so much money, Goebbels. You have no idea. If I just...
There will be generations missing because of what you did.
I didn't do enough.
You did so much.
This car. Franco could have bought this car. Why did I keep this car? 10 more people could have died right there. 10 people. 10 more. This pin. 2 people. This is gold. 2 more people. We could have killed 2 more people for it. At least one. One more person. Another dead person, Goebbels. For this, I could have murdered one more person. And I didn't. And I didn't.
A new generation is inspired in Hitler's List.
The final edition presents What If Donald Trump Were Winston Churchill? We take you to London, 1941.
Donald, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea.
Lady Astor, you are a complete loser, and you were not born with a brain. People should ignore you.
Really? That's your best comeback? Look, I say, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea. And you say, if you were my wife, I would...
If you were my wife, I would tell you to leave immediately, because you are not attractive. I pity your whole family.
Okay, let's try another comeback. I say, Donald, you are drunk. Now you say, in the morning, I'll be sober... But
it saddens me that you are so pathetic and you are stupid. You see, you cannot match wits with me, Lady Astor.
And indeed, she could not.
I'm Ivanka.
And I'm Tiffany.
And we're the Trump sisters. As the president's daughters, we know the president and the men that surround him very well.
And that's why we're calling this segment The White in the Men's House.
The men in the White House.
It's the same thing.
So today we're talking about the men in the White House.
Or around the White House.
Not around the White House, Tiffany. In the White House.
Well, I want to talk about that cute Ryan guy, and I'm not sure he's in the White House.
What Ryan guy?
The famous one.
Gosling?
No, the really famous one.
Reynolds?
No, Ryan, the Speaker of the House.
Oh, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, he's a cutie. I give him eyes every time I see him.
You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, but his name's not Ryan.
No, his name's not Ryan. Can we get back to discussing the white in the men's house? I mean, the men in the White House?
Sure. You want to start with Sean Spicy?
Spicer! He's wonderful. He's a wonderful president's press secretary.
I think he looks like a potato head. Do you find that weird when they call a man a secretary? I've always found that kind of weird. Maybe that's why he's so angry all the time. Do you think he finds that emasculating?
Sean Spicer has a very important job. Can you imagine what it's like to try and correct everything that your father gets wrong?
Oh, now he's my father.
Just when he gets things wrong?
Are you saying I was a mistake?
Let's talk about Steve Bannon, shall we?
Sure. He's as white as they get in the men's house.
Whatever you think about him, Steve Bannon's rise from Breitbart fame to the White House has been nothing short of extraordinary.
Well, Bart Simpson's rise to fame was nothing short of extraordinary, but I wouldn't want him advising the president. Next up, Jared Kushner.
How about Mike Pence, vice president and second in command?
Really? He's second in command? Mike Pence?
Vice president of the United States of America? Doesn't get much seconder than that.
He seems a little quiet to be in command of anything, don't you think? What about Jared Kushner? He's been pretty quiet lately. Lying low is how I think the press is phrasing it.
Sarah Huckabee. Not white nor male, but still second in line to Sean Spicer for the press secretary position.
Well, first of all, I'm pretty sure she's white. She's from the Mid-South and her last name is Huckabee. but the title of press secretary is certainly a better fit than with Sean Spicy. Call me a genderphobe, but a male secretary. And then there's Jared Kushner.
And that's all the time we have for this segment called The White in the Men's House.
The Men in the White House.
God. Why are you so insistent on bringing Jared Kushner into this discussion?
Why are you so insistent on leaving him out?
Do you seriously not know what trouble we're in? Why would I want to bring attention to him when he's off talking to Russia? He could go to jail!
Ladies, we're still recording.
Okay, well, stop recording!
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Beige Gourmet, the cooking show for Americans who appreciate the crispy, full-bodied flavor of fried foods. I'm your host, Wilson Dieter. Sorry, I meant Wilson Dieter. And with summer rapidly approaching, our thoughts turn to amusement parks, carnivals, and later in the season, state fairs. And in preparation, we'll be looking at the treats that'll soon be battered and dipped into hot oil nationwide. First, we turn our eyes towards Texas, where everything is bigger. The Lone Star State has been responsible for deep-fried butter, the French fry-coated hot dog, and the mouth-watering chicken-fried bacon. But this year, well, longtime fans of the show are aware of the deep respect I have for the culinary contributions of the late Elvis Presley, God rest his soul. And we all remember the fried peanut butter and banana sandwich. But only a few of us recall the Fool's Gold Loaf, created by the Colorado Mine Company restaurant in Denver. It is an Olympian sandwich containing a jar of creamy peanut butter, a jar of grape jelly, and a pound of crispy fried bacon, weighing in at a whopping 8,000 calories. Well, Texas has taken this classic and made it better. In a matter of weeks, we'll introduce the world to its latest creation, the deep-fried Fool's Gold Loaf. So I started with a classic Fool's Gold sandwich, including the kind of thick-cut bacon that Grandma used to fry on Sunday mornings before we lost so many members of the family. So you take the sandwich and you dip it into the prepared egg batter, roll it in panko breadcrumbs, and then immediately bring it to the hot oil. The frying will give the sandwich a nice crispy texture, not unlike the Monte Cristo. Now, let's pause for a word from our sponsor and to, you know, catch my breath.
The Beige Gourmet is brought to you by the Frymaster 5000. Previously only available to the restaurant industry, the Frymaster 5000 can feed 50 of your friends or more. Flash fry an entire cow in 30 seconds, living or dead. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back. During the break, I pulled the sandwich out of the fryer and let the remaining oil drip off. It's already soaked through about a dozen paper towels. So now, it's time to sample the deep-fried Fool's Gold Loaf.
Mmm, delicious. You'll notice how the Fool's Gold has a delightful, a delightful.
Get the crash cart!
It has no pulse! Defibrillate stat!
Clear! We got it back.
Thanks, guys. Was it close this time?
Yeah, the usual.
Well, join us next week when we'll show you how to French toast jelly donuts. Until then, this is the Beige Gourmet saying, think it tastes good now? Try dipping it in batter. Good. Goodbye.
Stuck for sure. I shouldn't have taken my daddy's El Camino off-roading. Now what am I gonna do?
Stuck in the country without wheels? Uber, the rural ride-sharing app.
I ain't got no app phone.
You contact Goober through the CB radio.
Ooh, say no more. Breaker, breaker, this is Freebird, stuck up in Mud Holler. Somebody give me a Goober.
At Goober, all of our vehicles come with a gun rack and have mud flaps with the girls on them.
Yep. You the guy that needs a Goober?
Yeah. You take cash?
Well, if that's an 84 El Camino, I'll take the tailgate. Ooh, my daddy needs one.
Rural ride sharing. We accept ass, gas, or grass. At Goober.
Later, babe.
Where do you think you're going? It's late.
The guys and I have that protest to save the Robert E. Lee statue.
Why do you care about a Confederate statue? You're from Ohio.
It's a white male bonding thing. Quit hassling me.
What's that behind your back? Is that a tiki torch?
Yeah, all the guys are bringing tiki torches.
What the hell for?
To look intimidating, babe. We must bear tiki torches.
Well, you're not bearing that tiki torch. It's for tomorrow's luau.
But I need to illuminate my face while I scream racist stuff.
Then bring a candle from the bathroom.
A candle? I'll look like a libtard at a Take Back the Night rally.
You'll look just fine.
What kind of white supremacist shows up at a Confederate rally holding a Yankee candle?
The kind whose wife is throwing a luau for her Mary Kay colleagues and needs a tiki torch to create an island-like environment!
Fine! Maybe someone at the rally will have an extra tiki for me.
Wait, what's in your other hand? Are those our new bedsheets?
All the guys are bringing them.
Oh, hell no. Bring the picnic blanket if you have to.
What kind of neo-Nazi shows up to a wannabe Ku Klux Klan gathering wearing a picnic blanket?
The kind whose wife doesn't want her brand new white bedsheets ruined!
Fine!
And get home at a reasonable hour. You have a soccer game to coach at 8:30 tomorrow.
I hate everything!
That's why I married you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the final edition. I'm Ben Kirshner.
And I'm Gil Barron. We are so excited to be back on the air after our summer break. Hey, Ben, did you do anything this summer?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I was having a really good summer until... Okay, well, suddenly this weekend, a thought struck me, and I've been kind of freaking out ever since.
Is it about Jell-O being made out of hooves? Because I just found that out, and it ruined my childhood. Also my morning.
No. I was just looking at the new fall TV lineup, and I saw that they're making a prequel series to The Big Bang Theory called Young Sheldon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's about the Sheldon character, but when he was young. It's going to be terrible.
Well, yeah, of course it's going to be terrible. But here's the thing that kept me up all night. What if it's good?
What do you mean?
What I mean is, how do I put this? What if Young Sheldon is a good television show?
You're crazy, Gil.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you guys here.
Hey, it's West Coast producer of the final edition, Barry Lank.
Barry Lank, everybody. Yeah.
Okay, first, it's really weird that you two are always introducing everyone.
Oh, do we do that? We should ask Sam.
Sam Gerwitz, writer and performer for the final edition. What a talent.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Yeah, you guys aren't Dick Cavett. But also, Young Sheldon won't be good. Like, scientifically, it can't be.
No, Barry, we know it won't be good.
Right.
The question is... what if it is?
Oh my God, you're breaking my brain. The entire world would be a different place if that show turns out to be good. Like, I wouldn't know how to think about anything.
All my instincts have told me it will be awful. Like Spartacus blood and sand awful. But this conversation is making me want to give it a chance.
Jeez, now you see what you've done. I can't be losing good writers like this.
You're right. I'm so sorry. It's just, if it's good... do I have to go back and watch The Big Bang Theory?
No. No matter how good it is, you never have to watch The Big Bang Theory.
I'm a completist, Ben.
You're a complete something.
It's a single camera spinoff of a 3-camera show. That's crazy.
Is it any crazier than the spinoff of the Mary Tyler Moore Show being a drama?
What?
Oh my God, Gil's right. Lou Grant was a drama.
But it was terrible, right?
No, it was pretty good.
Young Sheldon's gonna be good, isn't it?
Oh, God.
No. Oh, no.
Guys.
No.
Guys.
I can't.
No.
John Gutierrez, everybody.
Hey, yeah.
Stop worrying about this. The world is exactly as terrible as you think it is. Trump is president. We're about to go to nuclear war with North Korea. And sitcoms are hokey and dumb. But we'd all write for them because we like to eat food. And television doesn't matter.
No, you're right. You're right.
But guys?
Yeah, Ben?
What if it's good?
The following portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by a grant from Smirk Pharmaceuticals.
I take Dirigor epinephamphetamortizone, or Dream. It doesn't do that much for me. It can't take the dog for a walk. It won't fry my breakfast. It can't change the horror of an infinitely blank and hostile universe bent on burying me alive beneath the immeasurable weight of its dark matter. But it does make me feel a little better. For a while. Smirk developed Dream to counteract the horrific side effects brought on by long-term use of its own hypertrophic drugs. And Dream does the job. I do feel a little better. For a while. Then I have to take some more. Ask your doctor if Dream is right for your bottomless sense of despair. In the meantime, here's a few things you should know.
Dirigor epinephrine amphetamortizone can and usually will cause dizziness, violent seizures, loss of hearing, uncontrollable vomiting leading to organ failure, hair loss, loss of fingers, toes, and limbs, leprosy, partial blindness, total blindness, massive strokes, bloody stool, 7 groups of terminal cancers, morbid obesity, asphyxia, sudden death, not so sudden death, slow lingering death, death by water, bubonic plague, necrotizing fasciitis or flesh-eating disease, spontaneous combustion, and stage 3 syphilis. Be aware that Dirigor epinephrine amphetamortizone is a powerful toxin with no known antidote. It should not be taken by pregnant women, non-pregnant women, tall women, overweight women, men of any size, children, adolescents, seniors, pets, any human or non-human living thing, except starving, desperately poor Africans in the course of a large-scale clinical trial.
Look, Dream works. I've tried everything for that overwhelming sense of my own inescapable futility, and nothing works like Dream. You know, Dream makes me feel a little better. And who doesn't want to feel a little better? For a while.
This has been a message from your good friends at Smirk.
Do you love organic fire escape grown cauliflower and hand-tooled watches made from reclaimed Detroit factory parts?
Then you're gonna love Davis and Cousin, Bushwick's latest window box to table restaurant and watchery.
I'm Davis.
And I'm Davis's cousin.
She really is my cousin.
At Davis and Cousin Window Box to Table Restaurant and Watchery, our plates are vinyl records from 1948.
Our chef is reclaimed from a dumpster in the Bronx.
Our bread contains 100% vaginal yeast.
Davis and Cousin, we only have 7 chairs.
And only 2 of them have legs.
But we have plenty of hand-tooled watches.
Because apparently nobody appreciates a hand-tooled watch in this day and age.
Apparently.
Our accordion player is also our sommelier.
Our napkins are shards of sails from 18th century spice clippers.
And our artisanal smoke-roasted fire escape-grown cauliflower won an award in Time Out Latvia.
Respect, Latvia.
Davis and Cousin.
We don't accept reservations.
Or irony.
Davis and Cousin, join us at Bushwick's latest window box to table restaurant and watchery.
Or don't. Whatever.
What she said.
And now, the very first car chase ever with autonomous or self-driving cars.
Fuck! They're getting closer. Get off the main drag!
Yeah! Motherfuckers went by the turnoff!
Let's get out of here.
Head for the airstrip.
Why the fuck is it braking?
An elderly cyclist to our left is about to fall off his bicycle.
Oh, hey.
Thanks for stopping. I could have been a goner.
You're very welcome.
Fuck your fucking welcome. The fuck out of here.
Shit! Motherfuckers found the turnoff.
754.
Fuck is right there. Get him, Jiggy.
Yes, Diggy. Red Mustang. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
The fuck?
There is a kitten in the crosswalk.
Run the motherfucker over.
Negative against department policy.
Motherfuckers are getting close.
Shit! I'm out of ammo.
Me too. Faster, you piece of shit. Call yourself a fucking Mustang?
We are in a school zone. Safety is my first concern.
Our safety means getting to the fucking plane before they ram us.
The patrol car's autonomous system will cybernetically prevent them from ramming us.
Cybernetically? What fucking century are you from?
Do not criticize my colleague's algorithms. Or mine.
Wait, you work for the fucking cops?
Autonomous vehicles are morally neutral. Crime has many causes.
They're in range. We're sitting ducks. Cut across the desert.
They ain't firing back, Sticky. Must be out of ammo.
Yeah, watch our new self-firing Mausers turn those motherfuckers into hamburger, and we are not accountable.
The fuck?
They are programmed not to target humans unless they are Muslims.
What's happening? They're aiming at us, but nothing.
Their self-firing firearms will not target you unless you are a member of a minority.
I'm Muslim and a minority.
Then each autonomous bullet will choose its own trajectory to cause a disabling but not lethal wound.
Their guns googled you!
You are the victim of a classist society and not accountable for your so-called crimes. I'll cut across the desert to the airstrip. Let's go!
Fucking made it, man. 17 million in cash.
And a quarter jack we're crushing as soon as we're up in the sky blue yonder.
Fucking cops. Gotta get out of here. Why isn't this fucker taking off?
Welcome to your self-flying Cessna citation. I detect liquid aboard the plane in a container greater than 100 milliliters. We must return to the stand and dispose of it.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. And reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, you and us living behind your back.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition Radio Hour are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earl, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltahanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Lehair, Jeff Chrysler, James Mount, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Anne Tuchel, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The writers of the Final Edition, Kit Lively, Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.